First Baptist Church of Athens offers daily devotions for the Lenten journey. These are personal stories given by members and come from their personal life and journey in faith. Real people sharing their joys and sorrows, doubts and convictions, fears, hopes, and gratitude. As you make your personal journey and choices during Lent, we hope their insights will bring you inspiration, encouragement, and discovery. The devotion for today, day 24 of our Lenten journey, is given by Kathy Wilkinson. Allow for the music to free your mind and open your heart to listen for God.
During this Lent season, I'd like to honor Jesus by sharing the many ways he's been there for me, even in times when I may not have felt like he was. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22-23. In my own faith walk, I have experienced many joys and sorrows along the way. The reoccurring cross I've had to bear is one of unstable mental health. Signs of instability in my mental health started showing up at the age of 15, shortly after my parents' divorce. I'd experienced periods of extreme lows, and by 18, I started experiencing extreme highs. I never really addressed or dealt with the issues, just kind of ignored them, moved on, and relied heavily on my grandparents, who were my safe haven. When I lost my grandparents in my early 30s, I knew I had to finally deal with and face the battles I had been avoiding. My daughter depended on me. I drew a supernatural strength from God that allowed me to take on more responsibilities and go on with my life, despite being devastated by their loss. My mom, siblings, and close friends showered me with love and support. It made a huge difference. The process of finding my balance was a long one. I remember singing worship songs in church about freedom, yet still feeling like I was in so much bondage. I later realized that I hadn't completely surrendered and casted my cares on the Lord. I was still holding on to them. There were seasons of darkness when all I wanted to do was stay in bed and hide from having to face the real world. Then there were seasons of feeling like I was Superwoman and I could cram anything I could into my schedule, which only left me burnt out and overwhelmed. I had to learn to be very intentional at keeping my mental health in check. I had to develop new healthy habits. I set reminders on my phone daily to make sure I read scripture, said affirmations out loud, and thanked and praised God often. I had to research verses on the mind and memorize several of them to keep hidden in my heart, so that when the devil tried to deposit lies into my mind, I could fight back with the truth of those scriptures. Being a part of a church family was instrumental in my life. The community and support were tremendous, and that's how it should be. As the body of Christ, we're here to encourage and edify each other, as well as hold each other accountable when needed. One of my go-to verses is, "When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." John 10:4-5. I use this verse often to rid myself of any thoughts I know are not of God. I know when they're not of God if they give me any sense of confusion or fear, because I know he is the God of peace and clarity. Another verse I speak over myself and my family daily is, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints and also for me, that words may be given to me and opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare boldly as I ought to speak. Ephesians 6:10-20. This verse helps me visualize myself fully ready and prepared to withstand any attacks that might come with confidence that I already have the victory in God. One of the most important things I learned was that anytime I tried doing anything in my own strength, it was eventually going to go wrong. Hence this scripture, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your path. Proverbs 3:5-6. The battle is still there. I'm just better prepared to fight back now and redirect my thoughts on God and his favor. A wonderful realization I had years ago was to not entertain the spirit of offense, but to believe that everyone was just doing the best they could for what they knew. We all have our own struggles, and walking in love toward each other is the best thing to do and is so unarming to people who are hurting. The scripture that fills me with the most hope is, sing praises to the Lord, O his saints, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. Psalms 34:5. This reassures me that any tribulation I may be facing is only temporary, while his love is permanent and unending. Remember, he gives us beauty for ashes. Consider what new habits you could incorporate into your daily life that could strengthen your faith walk and equipped you to walk in love with everyone you encounter. Thank you, Father, for your goodness and for giving us help and wisdom on our journey of faith with you. Please let your light always shine through us and help us to be more like you. We praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.